About a month now.
So you've been on Nature's Formula for about 1 month. So you really got a 60-day treatment.
Yes, I did.
So were you just taking it for the glaucoma?
No, I'm taking it for arthritis. And let me tell you, the swelling gone out of my leg. Oh, and this thing in my back is gone. It's just wonderful.
Wait a minute now. You were taking it for glaucoma and arthritis?
Yes.
And pain in your back?
Yes, that's right, spinal part.
Pain down where your spine is?
That's right.
And how long have you had arthritis?
For about 15 years.
You've had arthritis for about 15 years?
Taking treatments, you know, ibuprofen and shots and all of that. And I've been living for the past 5 or 6 years. And now I can struggle.
Girl, that's all right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wait a minute now. You've been taking pain medication.
Yes.
Arthritis medication for 15 years.
I certainly have.
And you've been in pain for 15 years.
Yes, I have.
Would you hurt real bad?
Oh, yes. When I first get up in the morning, sometimes I didn't have the medication that night before I go to bed. You know, take something to go to sleep. I was hurting so bad.
Bless your heart.
Oh, boy, it feels wonderful.
Lord, we thank you.
But we're just getting ready to order another batch because we want to get completely healthy.
So you've had severe arthritis for 15 years. What about the medication?
I just get up, drink my tea in the morning and night.
Call right now. Get up. Go to the phone. Put your six-month order on reservation right now. When you call, I want you to have your credit or your debit card ready and place your order. Call right now and order God's Medicine, Nature's Formula, Healing Herb. You're going to receive a six-month supply of God's Medicine, the Healing Herbs, for only $89. Go to your phone and call right now. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. Put your order on reservations right now. When you call, I want you to have your credit or your debit card ready and place your order. I'm going to say it one more time. But this time, I'm going to say it a little bit slower. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know. There's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointing sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you mean to all the stress? The freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my...
St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 13th verse. And when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And the word of God reads, and the red writing for those who don't know is Jesus. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now let's clap, because God just spoke to us. God just spoke to us, hallelujah. And you may have your seats, hallelujah. 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 God gave me the subject tonight. Do you pray? Ask yourself that question. Do you pray? Well, Elder Jones, why won't you just say pray? Because that's not how God gave it to me. Jesus started out in the 9th verse, and he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. I'm about to break the word pray for you down, so you have a different outlook on pray. God said P is for praise. When you go praise, P-R-A-I-S-E, praise. God said when you go and pray unto him, first you acknowledge who he is. He's the heavenly Father. He's the God Almighty. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's the beginning and the end. He's Omega. He's Alpha and Omega. And if we follow the scripture, Jesus said in this manner, our Father. He didn't say your Father. He said our Father, because he included himself in this number. And he realized who sent him down to earth. It was our Father, which art in heaven. He's letting us know he's in heaven. He's not down here. He's in the kingdom, the most high kingdom that we can have. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Holy is your name, Father. So I'm praising you right now just for that little moment right now, God. God Almighty, I realize who you are. Hallelujah. And, okay, well, I don't pray like that, Elder. That's fine. When you pray that, I don't always use the prayer that Jesus have. I say, my Heavenly Father. I say, my Heavenly Father. Then sometimes when I'm down and out, I say, my Daddy. I say, my Daddy. When you say, my Daddy, okay, things are strong, hold on you, and you feel like you can't break loose. But when you call Daddy, Daddy walking, he's strutting. Okay, who messed with my daughter? Who messed with my son? And he ain't coming. Why you mess with my daughter? Why you? No, Daddy coming. Why are you putting your hands on my child? Why are you messing with them? You better leave them alone. Daddy come gangster. Daddy come gangster. And we often hear our pastor say, that's what our God, that's who our God is. When the devil start messing with us, he comes in like a gangster. He said, oh, God, put your hands off my daughter. Get your hands off my son. You done did too much now, Satan. So you praise God for who he is when you start praying. R is for repent. When you pray, you confess your sins to God. You confess your shortcomings to God. You confess your faults to God. Whatever words you want to use, you go to God and you tell God, God, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my transgressions, my iniquities, God. Forgive me of everything and anything that I have done, knowingly, unknowingly, God. Forgive me, God. And then I go, me. talking about Elder Jones, I go a little bit further. And I said, God, forgive my sisters and my brothers, both spiritually and naturally. Because, see, I'm following the example of Job. Because, see, when Job went and prayed, he repented not only for himself, but he repented for his children as well. He offered up an offering. He said, God, just in case my children see it, here's an offering. So I'm following in the footsteps that was given to me. And you don't have to come and tell, well, you know what? Y'all, I want to repent for stealing in Walmart. And then, you know, the week before that, I went to Kmart. And then the week before that, I went to Target. No. 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 That is between you and God. Now, if God tells you, you go to Pastor Marbury, you say, Pastor Marbury, forgive me. I went to Target and I stole. I went to Walmart and I stole. Please forgive me, Pastor. I need your help. Repentance means to change from one state to another. Not just talk it, but change. And in that change, you're asking for help. And I'm asking for Pastor Marbury. Pastor Marbury, I need your help because I don't want to steal no more, ma'am. I don't want to steal no more. I need your help. And it's not just limited to stealing. It's fornication. It's adultery. It's stealing. It's lying. Every evil sin you can get help for, except for the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. So when you pray, make sure you praise God first. Then you repent of your sins. And if you have to repent every day, repent every day for that same sin. Because see, Satan gonna come and tell you, well, you repented for that sin last week. You ain't got to. No, you repent for that sin until you don't do that sin no more. And in the midst of you repenting, you get with your leaders and you ask your leaders for help. Don't go to your best friend that's doing the same thing with you and talking about, girl, I need your help. Man, I need your help. They gonna say, for what? We doing good. I seen a movie. God said, I don't want to do this no more. He said, and his friend said, why not? Man, you see how much money we bringing in every week? He said, I don't want to steal no more. I don't want to sell drugs no more. I want to get out of this life. I want to live for my family. I don't want to gang bang no more. And you know what? That young man did exactly what he did. He repented and he went back to his family and he did what was right by his family and by his God. The next thing is A. And A is for ask. When you go to God in prayer, you praise his name, you repent of your sins, and you ask God to cover you spiritually and naturally. Spiritually and naturally. But how? You ask me. I'm glad you asked. It says, give us this day our daily bread. And I'm going to say a little bit louder. Give us this day our daily bread. Not only our natural food, but our spiritual food. Because you need your spiritual food to help you on the natural. Because I don't know about you all. I don't know about you all, but I ask God for certain things. And when I least expect it, he blessed me. When I least expect it, he blessed me. Not only naturally, but spiritually. The devil come, beat you up, kick you and everything else. Your flesh want to fall under subjection of being sick. You got a headache, your stomach hurt, your leg about to fall off. But you know, when you start asking God in the spirit realm, he comes down in the natural realm and he takes care of you. He takes care of you. And I know this ain't no shouting. I know this ain't no shouting message. This is a war cry message. I'm teaching you how to fight. I'm teaching you how to fight. Because this is what God showed me that I'm doing. And because the devil had beat me up so bad, he beat me up. And God came in today. I came in my own business, doing this, doing that. And he had a song to come right on time. He had a song to come right on time and said, do you know what's inside of you? Do you know what's inside of you? Greatness is inside of you. Greatness is inside of you. Greatness is inside of you. And see, the thing about that is the devil don't want you to see the greatness. He does everything he can to allow you to not see the greatness. Because I said, God, I don't understand all this stuff you want me to do. I don't understand all of these things you're putting into my spirit. I don't understand. Because I had a conversation with someone this week. And I said, Lord knows I'd be glad when I finish with this bachelor's degree. I said, but God knows. He knows. And I started sharing with the individual what I was seeing for our college. The things I was seeing for our college. And she told me, she said, that's why you went to all these different colleges, because God knew he was going to have a college right up in here. And he know once you get it, once it click in your brain, you're going to write it down. You're going to get to that founder. You're going to let her know, and things are going to start working, and things are going to start maneuvering. And I said, thank you, God. Thank you for the greatness, God. Thank you for the encouragement, God. So what I'm saying to you all, you ask God. You go down and don't think you can't ask him for natural things, too. Because Elder Jones asked God, I was unemployed with a two-year-old, no, you weren't, how old, you six, with a six-year-old child. Yeah, I'm getting old, y'all. And I was unemployed with a six-year-old child, and I said, God, I need a job to take care of her. I need a house for her to live in. I need these things, God, I need these things. Lo and behold, before I could even finish the sentence, God had gave me a job. God had gave me a house. God had gave me a car. I'm telling you all, I had nothing. But God came in and he said, here you go. Here you go. And ever since then, I take that same testimony and I tell people, you don't have to stay where you're at. You, it's not a sin to desire to move up in life. It's not a sin, but the sin comes when you start loving money. When you start loving money. Oh, don't touch my car. You too close to my car. Ain't that. Oh, she look good. Yeah. You too close. Or come to my house. Hey, how you doing? Can I come in? Come in for what? I'm going to talk to you right here. What you need? Matter of fact, I'm just going to come outside and talk with you. How you doing? Yeah. Well, I can't go in your house because I don't want to have to clean your mess up because your shoes are dirty. Did you clean your shoes? Look at the bottom of your shoes. They're dirty. I don't want to clean up your mess. So you going to stand out here with me and talk, or you just going to call me on the phone? Yeah. That's the love of money. When you put things before God, when you put things before his people, that's the love of money. Don't touch me, because I got on this nice outfit. Do you not know I spent $300 on this? And don't touch my hair. Do you not know I stayed in that hairdresser for 4 hours? Don't. That's the love of money. That's when you start becoming arrogant. That's when you start becoming haughty. And then God has to bring you down. But I want you to understand, it's nothing wrong in moving up. Because God says that's his desire. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to prosper. P is for. The last is why. And we have a problem with why. And I say we, because I do. Because there are times, and I had my mother laughing. My own natural mother, I had her laughing. I said, Mama, she said, let God take care of it. It's going to be okay. And just pray. I'm like, Mama, yeah, that's good. And I know I was in my feelings. I was in my flesh. And I told my mom, I said, yeah, that's good and everything. I said, but God's taking too long. I need her to get God right now. I need something to happen to her right now. And she said, no, no. And see, we have to get to a point where we can be real with ourselves. Because we, no, I don't think like that. And no, I don't, no. No, Elder Jones thought like that. Elder Jones wanted that woman to get God and wanted that woman to get God right now. But then when I went back and I prayed, I said, God, forgive me for that evil that I thought. I know I got to yield to you because I don't know what it is that you want me to do. I don't know what it is you have of her. I said, God, forgive me and show me how to do this thing right because I don't want to do this again. And how many do you all know if you don't do it right the first time, God's going to have you go through it again. He's going to have you go through it again. And he's going to have you go through it again until you get it right. Why is for yield? Slow down. Bishop Elba Marbury Sr. used to always say, consider. Consider. At that moment, he was telling you to yield. Because, see, you don't see what he see in the spirit. So when he said consider, he was telling us to yield and think about what we're doing, thinking about what we're saying. And then when we go and we do our homework and we think about the thing, we come back, Bishop Marbury, you are right, sir. And we even heard our own founder say, consider. And have to come back and say, well, founder, you were right. You were right. I shouldn't have ate that last apple. I should have just held off on it. And yes, I did get that stomach ache. So we have to yield. We have to yield. And see, when we yield, we're giving God full authority to take over our lives, our situations. God, I give it up to you. God, you know what? I can't do this. When you do that, you're yielding to God. You're yielding to God. And when you pray, like Jesus said in this manner, there's three things that you are doing. The first thing is you're not being like the hypocrites in the beginning of chapter 6. Matter of fact, Matthew chapter 6, 5-8. Because see, when the hypocrites went and prayed, and when they fasted also, they just figured their faces and they said all kind of loud words and boisterous words and make them seem so educated and And I say, forgive me, God, because I am a sinner, and God, you know that I don't want to be this way anymore. And God, don't you see me praying? I'm asking you, please pray, God. Please, please, God. God, do you see me? Please, please, God. No. That's repetitious. That's being fake. That's being phony. You're just doing it to be acknowledged by men. Pastor Shepherd, you see Elder Jones over there praying? Oh, she's down on her knees. She's wallowing in the dirt. She's giving it up to God real good. No, Elder Jones is making a fool of herself, and she's being a hypocrite. God said when you pray, when you fast, you pray and you don't use repetitious words. You don't use vain words. You come genuine. You let him know what's in your heart, because he already know what's in your heart. He already know. But it's what you go and tell him. God, you know what? I don't like being this way. I hate being this way. Ask God. Show me. That's not being a hypocrite. That's showing God your heart. And when you show God your heart, he's going to come down and he's going to show up and he's going to show out. And he's going to tell the devil, see, you thought you had her. You thought you had him. Guess what? You don't. This is my child. So don't be as the hypocrite. And then two, when you pray, pray is a form of communication. You're talking to your God, and your God is talking to you. You're building that relationship with him. And it's going to get to the point where you're going to be at home washing dishes, and you praying in the spirit. You're going to be at work, and a situation come up, and you sitting at your desk because you cannot move from your desk, and you praying. It's going to be a situation where you're in your car, you're driving, you can't pull off the road, and you're praying. So prayer does not have to be in the church house. Prayer does not have to be in that physical closet in your house. Your prayer closet is wherever there is only you and God. Only you and God. And then just think about it. I'm going to bring it to the natural sense. What if you have a husband and wife, they're married, but there's no communication? He don't know if she paid the bills. She don't know if he cooked. The car broke down, but she don't say nothing. He lost his job, and he definitely ain't gonna say nothing. So how do you expect for that household to grow? Even grow in love, it can't simply die off. And then sin will come in. So it's the same way with God. You have that open relationship with God, God this, God that, and he's saying daughter this, son this. You have to have that relationship, because guess what? Even if you don't speak, in them tears that you cry, in the moans that you have, God understands and he knows what you're saying, and he's still going to come down and take care of your situation at his appointed time. Third thing. When you pray, things start to shift. Things start to change. You have people, well, you know, she used to cuss a lot. Man, and she used to cuss more than a sailor do. Man, but look at her. She ain't cussing no more. She got a different talk. She got a different walk. She's saying God. She said God. Did she just say God? Did she just say God bless you? Okay, something wrong. Because before, I wouldn't say God bless you. I would say some other words. And we all, don't just look at Elder Jones like, oh, Elder Jones, you just, no. We all have said some bad words. We all have done some bad things. And my thing, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I was a fornicator. I was a fornicator. And I was going here and everywhere. But I got to a point where I was tired. I was not only tired, but I was sick and tired. And I went to God. I said, God, I don't want to do this no more. I want to change. Show me what to do, how to do this thing.